We live in an era where lies travel faster than truth. When was the last time you scrolled through social media and encountered something that seemed too outrageous to be true, yet was shared thousands of times? This phenomenon isn't just annoying, it's reshaping our social fabric. Liars arrives at a critical moment when misinformation floods our daily lives, challenging our ability to separate fact from fiction. The fundamental question becomes, how should society balance free expression against the harms of deliberate deception? This tension sits at the heart of our most pressing social challenges, from vaccine hesitancy to election integrity to climate change response. What makes this problem particularly vexing is that falsehoods aren't just harmful, they're incredibly effective at capturing our attention and spreading through our networks. When someone lies to you, whether a car salesman hiding a vehicle's accident history or a politician making false promises, they violate something fundamental. Lying effectively takes from you your liberty to make informed choices, your property through deception, or your reputation through false claims. Lies undermine the foundation of human relationships, trust. Without basic truthfulness, social connections fray and collective decision-making becomes impossible. Different ethical frameworks agree on this. Utilitarians oppose lying because it destroys social trust, essential for human flourishing, while Kantians reject lies because they treat people as mere tools rather than autonomous beings deserving respect. As Kant wrote, truthfulness is the formal duty of an individual to everyone, however great may be the disadvantage. Political lies are especially corrosive, as they treat citizens with contempt, undermining democratic self-governance. Systematic deception by leaders creates democratic vertigo, a disorienting condition where citizens cannot determine what's real, leading to either rage or dangerous indifference. It's like trying to navigate a room where the floor keeps shifting beneath your feet. When Xavier Alvarez falsely claimed to be a decorated war veteran, the Supreme Court struck down the law criminalizing such claims. Justice Kennedy argued that punishing false speech would create a chilling effect on legitimate debate. The court feared giving government power to determine punishable falsehoods, effectively creating a ministry of truth. Historically, laws against false speech have been weaponized against dissent, from colonial sedition laws to McCarthy-era persecutions. This reflects America's commitment to the marketplace of ideas, the notion that truth emerges from competing viewpoints in free discussion. But does this marketplace actually work? Research suggests not. Our information ecosystem amplifies falsehoods through echo chambers and algorithmic reinforcement. As credulous Bayesians, we fail to discount sources' motivations or limited information. Even when we consciously reject falsehoods, they leave a cloud of suspicion influencing our beliefs, what psychologists call the continued influence effect. Our intuitive, emotional processing might credit false statements even when our deliberative reasoning does not. Consider a rumor you later learned was false. Didn't some part of you still wonder if it contained a kernel of truth? Why protect falsehoods at all? John Stuart Mill argued that some untruths serve valuable purposes. They spare feelings, protect privacy, shield from prejudice, comfort the sick, and stimulate thought that helps realize truth. Consider white lies that smooth social interactions or privacy-protecting falsehoods that shield vulnerable people. The strongest argument for protecting falsehoods is that officials cannot be trusted to regulate truth. When authorities claim to combat falsehoods, they often censor inconvenient truths due to ignorance or self-interest. As Mill noted, all silencing of discussion is an assumption of infallibility. Throughout history, authoritarian leaders have suppressed truth while claiming to fight falsehoods. Even with perfect lie detection, people would self-censor when uncertain. What's needed is optimal chill, deterring harmful falsehoods without silencing important truths. False statements themselves can have social value. Encountering falsehoods helps us develop stronger understanding of why truth matters. Mill argued that confronting false claims helps us hold living truths rather than dead dogmas. When people express falsehoods, we learn about others' beliefs and can combat pluralistic ignorance about public opinion. Haven't you sometimes learned more from engaging with a misguided view than from those you already agree with? Research confirms that outrageous stories spread fastest online. A comprehensive Twitter study found falsehoods spread significantly farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than truth across all categories, with political falsehoods showing the greatest advantage. False rumors reached 1,500 people 6 times more rapidly than truthful ones. This spread stems primarily from human psychology, not bots. Our natural truth bias makes us vulnerable, and we often continue relying on discredited information. This metacognitive myopia, focusing on primary information while underweighting accuracy signals, may have evolutionary roots in our hunter-gatherer past. Falsehoods spread faster because they're more novel and evoke stronger emotional reactions like surprise and disgust. Consider what makes you share content. Isn't it often something surprising or emotionally triggering? Social influence compounds these problems. Solomon Asch's experiments showed individuals would embrace obvious falsehoods when confronted with unanimous group judgments contradicting their own observations. When like-minded people discuss shared beliefs, they typically become more extreme, a pattern called group polarization that intensifies online as identity groups primarily engage in internal discussions. The stakes of misinformation are tangible and severe. A University of Chicago study revealed how TV hosts' COVID-19 messaging directly impacted mortality. Areas where viewers watched Hannity, who downplayed the pandemic, instead of Carlson, who warned early, experienced up to 30% more casualties. Deepfakes present a unique modern threat, creating nearly indistinguishable fake videos. Unlike written falsehoods, deepfakes are self-authenticating. Our cognitive systems struggle to dismiss them, even after learning they're fake, perpetuating a seeing-is-believing effect. Defamation devastates lives, forcing victims to relocate, change careers, or withdraw from public life. It damages associated institutions and poisons democratic discourse. The legal system creates different standards for public officials, celebrities, and ordinary citizens, with public figures unable to recover damages without proving actual malice. This protects press freedom, but may inadequately deter falsehoods in today's media landscape, leaving reputations vulnerable. Navigating competing concerns requires weighing 4 critical factors: speaker's state of mind, from deliberate lying to reasonable mistake, magnitude of harm, likelihood of harm, and timing. Regulation becomes justifiable when speakers knowingly spread falsehoods causing moderate harm. The most promising approaches emphasize transparency through labels, warnings, and fact-checking rather than censorship. Social media platforms have developed sophisticated policies. Facebook reduces distribution of false news. Twitter focuses on platform manipulation and authenticity, while YouTube has comprehensive policies against deceptive practices, particularly regarding elections and health. As Hannah Arendt noted, protecting common and factual reality itself represents a political problem of the first order. The challenge lies in preserving open dialogue while establishing guardrails against harmful misinformation. Combating harmful falsehoods requires reclaiming our collective relationship with truth. We must become more discerning information consumers, question our biases, and commit to separating fact from fiction. Our democracy depends on it.